haddana waxaan u yeeraynaa Faith Great Asset Cabdirasaaq Aadan oo akhrin doona khudbadda uu akhrin doono xildhibaanku ayuu wuxuu ku akhrin doonaa luuqadda Ingiriisiga maadaama ay jiraan dad badan oo aad maaragtay u fahma luuqadda Ingiriisiga markaan ku compare gareyno Soomaaliga asad soo dhowo
Hello, Boston. Asalaamu Alaikum, Habib Manaxin. I stand here before you today as a member of the diaspora before the Civil War in our beloved country, Somalia. I graduated from a college in Mississippi and worked 18 years in investment banking. My kids are born in Boston and live in Columbus, Ohio. I was not expecting this wonderful event, but I would like to thank my family, friends, and the amazing work of the Somali community of Boston for putting this together. My dear community, you are the eyes, strength, and mind of our country. You understand how our country was before the Civil War, and you are the ones who lost loved ones, life savings, and properties. I know your feelings of devastation, anger, and hopelessness because I feel them too. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot keep worrying about the past. No, we have to concentrate on the future and present. None but we, as a united force, can make the changes needed to uplift the great country of Somalia. We deserve better, and our future generations are depending on us. We need to ensure that they will be proud of the strides we make long after we have passed away. We have to ensure the benefits from the changes we make today, changes that, God willing, make Somalia into a great developed country we know it can be. Sisters and brothers, I, like all of you, am fully aware of the shortcomings and the shortages our homeland suffers from. I will list them all for you today, but I would be standing here until tomorrow morning. Nevertheless, I want you all to remember that no great nation is without its faults. And while Somalia continues to fight an uphill battle, many notable strides have been made thus far. To date, the Somali government has made great advancements in its infrastructure, such as construction of ports, public streets, airports, and various other public buildings, including much-needed police stations. Moreover, the Somali government has facilitated the advancements of the Somali education system in gaining trust and resources from powerful embassies that represent powerful countries. Every nation deserves a good, honest, and transparent government, and Somalia is no exception. We ought to have a government that works for us, the people. A government we can trust. A government that safeguards our well-being. A government that provides high standards for our education, health, and employment system. We have many resources, including our long coast, rivers, minerals, animals of all kinds, and great entrepreneurial minds and opportunities. I am not here to promote myself or blame anyone in the government for the pace of Somalia. Instead, I am here to emphasize that without you, without the whole Somali government, it will take much, much longer to rebuild our nation and make Somalia what we know it can be. Again, I am so humbled and excited to be with you tonight. I so deeply appreciate your generous welcome, and it is something that will remain in my heart forever. Thank you so, so much. Somali Hanolato.